Coach Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road today. Got my man here, AB Aaron Bomber. How we doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Well, first of all, let's talk about how it feels to be back with the team after your injuries.
Yeah, man. It's been a long year. I think that it lasted a little bit longer than we thought it would. To be back, playing meaningful baseball in the end of September, that's the goal. That's what we wanted to do. We want to be playing meaningful baseball in September and October. We got a chance to do that. So, it's a lot of fun to be back out there with the boys. And
Let's talk about you. How frustrating was you for the injury bug to hit you this year?
It's one of the most frustrating things you can have. You kind of just sit there and feel, you want to go out there and help your teammates. You want to go out there and be, an asset to the team and be able to, go out there and pitch. It's not only something that we love to do, but it's also our job. Not being able to do your job is, it's hard. So, honestly, we're just happy to be back and hopefully be able to make an impact down the stretch and be able to go out there and win ball games.
So, did you sit in the corner and ask yourself, why me? Why me?
No, I haven't gotten to that point. It's a great group of guys that keep the spirits up. I think that's something that, as I've been injured in the past and other guys in the clubhouse have been injured before, sometimes it can get to a hard place. And, having teammates and coaches and family that can lift you up when things aren't necessarily going your way is huge. And so, having the support system of this family and, of my family and everybody, helps you get through and sees that light at the end of the tunnel. And, from there, you're just going to be able to go out there and compete. And that's the best part about it.
And for those youngsters out there, what was your rehab? What did you have to go through to get yourself back?
It's something to where, when you break down enough, you got to rebuild from the bottom. So just being able to regain strength, regain, confidence that you're healthy. And honestly, just being able to put in the work. That's the most important part. It's just being able to put in the work and continue day after day. To believe that you're going to get better and then you're going to get there. So, it's definitely not an ideal scenario, but, we're happy to be back now.
So is it part of that roller coaster and the season is up and down, highs and lows?
Oh, yeah. Every season has its own highs and lows, and, every time you're along for the ride. So as long as you keep enjoying that ride, and enjoying that knowing that it is a ride, it's a good spot to be in.
And then when you come back and then find yourself coming right in and contributing to the team's success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the goal. That was something that I wanted to make sure that I was ready for. It was something that we kind of preached in the work before coming back was being able to, that I knew whenever I came back that it was going to be go time. And that was kind of the that was a driving force that, the throwing, the pens, the sim games, the minor league rehab, all of those things. I had to be good. I had to be who I wanted to be in order to come out and be successful and be able to contribute.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it makes you appreciate more being in the big leagues and being able to contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the hardest thing is being able to watch your teammates, go out there and, put their bodies on the line and do, be able to go out there and compete. And, that's what you love to do. So, it's... we have a great group here that loves to compete and just feels good to be, back to that.
Mm-hmm. Back with the family.
Absolutely, man.
Coach on the road with my hero, AB.
Awesome, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate it.